Today's shiur is Masechta Shabbos Daf Tzadik Aleph. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Amid Beis at the Mishnah, the new Perek, Perek HaMatznia. As we've been discussing in our shiurim, we've been learning about shiurim. What is the amount that you have to carry to be chayif? As we have been learning in our shiurim, by food, the shiur is typically a groigris. And by liquids, the shear is typically a revius. However, as we've also learned a number of times, there are exceptions to the rule. And sometimes the shear are smaller if there is a significance in a smaller shear. So teaches us the Mishnah Matznei Lazera, if somebody puts out a small amount of seed, but he put it away because to him, that small amount of seed is significant. And the chiddush is, of course, that it's not necessary that he put it away on Shabbos. Presumably on Shabbos, he probably wouldn't have put it away, says Rabbeinu Chananel. He probably put it away during the week. But to him, it's a significant amount. It shows by him putting it away, whenever he puts it away, it shows significance. All a dogma of you put away so a small amount of any item for a sample or a four, or you put it away to be used as a medicine. And what you use for a medicine, people obviously don't use a significant amount. Any amount that you put away for medicine is significant. And I saw that the Rishonim explain that our Mishnah, the whole point of our Mishnah is that we're speaking about you put away a small amount, but by putting away that small amount, you're showing that that is significant to you. But, explained the Rishonim, what's going to be the halacha if somebody put away something which is only usable for medicine? So then it's not only going to be he who put it away that will be chayiv, everybody will be chayiv. Because an item that's only usable for medicine, and as we just learned, medicine is choshev even by a small amount, so that makes that's the shear for medicine, for this item, for everyone. We're speaking here about an object, a food, which is really a food. And as we said at the beginning, the shear of a food is a groigris. By you putting it away, you're showing it significance. But if it's something that's only usable for a four, so everybody could only use it for that purpose. And therefore, as we've learned in the previous parakim, the shear goes down to the kolshahu, which is the amount that you need to use for a medicine. And therefore, if he took out this out on Shabbos and he carried it out, he's chayiv for hitzah, even though it's the small amount. There's a tremendous chiddush. There's a tremendous chiddush from the Shaul Tshuvas Beis Yitzchok. He says that all these halachas that we're speaking about, carrying Dalar Amis, carrying from Shesayach to Shesarabim, what is the shear, is only in the situation of carrying from Shesayach to Shesarabim. However, when we speak about carrying Dalar Amis in Rosh Hashanah, which is not a melacha that was learned from the Mishkan, in other words, the Beis Yitzchok says, carrying in the Mishkan, they carried things with a certain shear. So now we start discussing what is the shear, as we've been learning so many Mishnayos. However, if it's something that is the din of Dalar Amis B'Shus HaRabim is a new halacha that you chayif for carrying for Dalar Amis B'Shus HaRabim, and he and the Tzotzos Chaim say that you chayif for carrying in B'Shus HaRabim even on any shear, and the conditions that we're learning in our Mishnah of the it has to be a matznia, etc., doesn't apply, says the Tzotzos Chaim, by carrying something in Dalar Amis Rosh Hashanah. So the Tzotzos Chaim asks a different question. He says that our Mishnah is teaching us a very important chiddush, that by you being machshiv something, you're chayiv. So he asks, we know that b'chol haTorah kula, we often speak about this concept, the halacha is the chotzi shir is also min haTorah. Even though the shir of, let's say, eating macholos asuris is kazayis, but if you eat a chotzi shir, you're chay, you're also min haTorah, but you don't get the oynish. But as the Toitzos Chayim, if we're learning now a new concept, that by me showing significance to something, it becomes usur, so why don't we say that by every situation? Why don't we say the chotzi shir usur min haTorah, and by me eating even just the chotzi shir, it should be considered usur, midaraisa, with an oynish? So he says an important point. His point is that Shabbos, as we've discussed many times in our shurim, works with different rules than other halachas in Kol HaTorah Kula. But Shabbos, as we've learned, the concept to follow is Melechus Machshavos Asur Torah. Since the Torah specifically says Melechus Machshavos Asur Torah, what the Torah is saying is that my machshava is extremely critical to what's going to happen here. And therefore, even though B'kol HaTorah Kula my machshava is not as significant, here it is extremely significant. However, the Rashba says an interesting chiddush. He says, although we're learning in our Gemara, that in our Mishnah, that even if you carry out less than the shir, yichayif, so he says, if you look at all the cases of our Mishnah, we're talking about cases that you're carrying out food, but not for the purpose of eating. You're carrying the food out for different purposes. So says the Rashba, our Mishnah says that you're showing that this is something that you need for that purpose. And for that purpose, you don't need a groigris. And therefore, you're chayiv even when it's less than a groigris. But points out the Rashba. Let's say you're taking food out, but you're going to take out food that's less than the shir. There he says you wouldn't be chayiv. Because once the Torah said that the shear for our food is a groigris, you cannot change that even if you consider less than a groigris choshev. The Tosfos Rid disagrees. And the Tosfos Rid, presumably, the svar is like we just quoted from the Toitzos Chaim, that the Tosfos Rid says that our Mishnah is saying that by you showing significance, that's what makes it usur, and it makes no difference what the purpose of you taking it out is, even if it's for the purpose of eating. The kol adam, however, everybody else who didn't put this item away, and chayiv alav el kishuri is only chayiv for the amount that we learned. The Gemara, we're going to Rashi and Rishonim, of course, ask the question: what is the chiddush in this Mishnah? Chaz v'chnisoi. But if somebody put this item away and he brought it in from the by showing he's putting it away and not going to treat it special, so then the Mishnah says, "En chayav el kishuroi." Then the shear is that whatever shear we taught. So again, here too, that the question is, what's the chiddush? Of course, why should he be different than everybody else? Begins the Mishnah. Lamali lemisnei hamatznia. Ask the Gemara, why are we focused on hamatznia? Why are we focused on the person who put it away? Listni hamotzi. The point of our Mishnah is that you carried it out. And if you carried out even the smallest amount, but you carried it out for purpose, ladugma for a sample, or lerfuah for a fuah, that the shir is chayiv b'kolshu. What's the point of telling me that you were the matzniya? The matzniya is not what makes you chayiv on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Hachem Ma'eskinen. The chiddush here is, and now, as the Rishonim point out, we could understand the chiddush of our Mishnah as well. Where somebody put away an item for purpose, even a smaller item. V'shochach l'matznei. But then he forgot why he did so. But as the Ran explains, he might not remember why he did it, but he certainly remembers that he did it. He just doesn't recall why he would do it. And now he carries it out. Madutema, we might have said that by now, since he doesn't remember what is his special need, since he doesn't know what his special need is, so therefore the halacha should be that he should be treated like everyone else. And by everyone else, the shear is whatever the shear is. Kamashmon, kol ois al das rishon oisa. Whatever is done on the original purpose. And since originally he put it away for that purpose, and he didn't change his mind, that's enough to make it that he should still be chayiv. So here we learn the new concept of kol ois al das rishon oisa. So, the Charles Chuvas Masham discusses the following situation. He says, let's say somebody was talking to a woman who he's not allowed to marry, and he gave her money. So it can't be that he meant that there's a question throughout Shas, he points out, that if somebody gives a woman money, maybe he gave it al das to be mekadoshar. And even if it's a woman whom he's not allowed to marry, we still have to be choshish that he gave it to her for that purpose. But let's say he was first speaking to that woman about her working for him. And now when he gives her the money, he didn't say anything. Here we say that certainly kol oisa adas rishoyna who I saw, and what he, since he originally spoke to her about getting married, that must have been what, about working for him, that even though now it wasn't mentioned explicitly in any way, the halacha is that we'll say that that was the purpose of this conversation as well. I saw a beautiful vort, and the Gemara explains, kol oisa adas rishoyna hu oisa. We know the pasuk also says, we say it every morning after we put on the tefillin, Kaddishli kol b'chor peta kol rechem. What is the lesson of this? Most of us spend our day working, doing other things, eating, drinking, working. But what the lesson here is, says the Sefer Imre Avram, as kol oisa al das rishonu oisa. It's very important how we begin the day. Kaddishli kol b'chor peta kol rechem. Peta kol rechem means the first that comes out of the womb. So too do we say here, let's start the day properly. And once we start the day properly, even though during the day, who knows whatever, what will come up. But kol ois al das rishonu oisa. If you start the day on your right foot, then the rest of the day will follow that type of a pattern. The Sefer Shorim Tzion Ba'alocha brings that this concept of kol ois al das rishon ois is also relevant la loch l'maisa. We know that when somebody makes tzitzis, he's supposed to say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. When somebody makes tefillin, he's supposed to say l'shem mitzvah tefillin. So he points out, let's say somebody does this for a whole day. That's what his profession is. He makes tefillin, he makes tzitzis. Must he say every time that he takes a break, or whatever, must he say again, l'shem mitzvah tzitzit, l'shem mitzvah tefillin? So he says, once our Gemara establishes, that kol oisa adas rishoyna hu oisa, so as long as you said that at the beginning, you don't need to say it every time. Continues the Gemara. Amar Yudah Mishmul, mechayiv hay Rameya, along the same lines that we've been learning, the Rameya says, yechayiv, even if you carry out just one kernel. Ask the Marpshita. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, that even if you carry out the smallest amount. So what is the Chiddush? Answers the Gemara. And as the Rishonim point out, Rashi points out, We know that throughout Shas, the Aloch is Stam Masnis and Rameya. So of course, we should assume that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rameya. And that's what Rameya is saying. Why do we have to say it again? Answers the Gemara. Matatema Kolshu. When the Mishnah said Kolshu, it means Lafuki Migroigris. It means that you don't have to carry out the Groigris, which we said is typically the Shear when you carry out an Oichel. Ul Oilam. However, you're not chayiv adik kazayis, which has a chshivis in other places in halacha, explains Duran. Kamash Malon, that no, when Ramei said kolshu in our Mishnah, he meant kolshu. Maskler of Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda, if asked the Gemara, if now we're explaining that machshava is what's critical, if somebody intended to take out his whole house. So that means by him only the entire house is choshev. So are you going to say that he's not going to be chayiv for carrying ad the mapa lekule? Because we're saying that the machshava is what counts? Answers the Gemara, hosam batel datel etzu kol adam. By everyone else, that's a shear. So once that's the shear by everybody else, just because by you, it's not significant, your consideration that is not significant cannot influence the halacha. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, of course, that should be the halacha. Do we find anywhere in this Masechta that if the Masechta, we learned that chayiv for writing when you write two letters? And Pnei Yeshua gives a great example. We learned earlier that, let's say, somebody wanted to write the letter Shimon, the word Shimon. And he didn't write the whole word Shimon, he just wrote Shem Shimon. He's already Chayiv. So let's think about it. He didn't intend to write Shem, he wants to write the word Shimon. But since Shem has a Chshivas by itself, so that makes him Chayiv. And we don't say, well, he wanted to write the word Shimon. So why over here do we say differently as the Pnei Yeshua? Once you carry out the amount that we've been learning in the Mishnayis, typically by an Oichel, the Kroigris, you should be Chayiv no matter what is your intention. So, answers the Pnei Yeshua. We see from our Mishnah that we can't compare Melechus Haitzah to all other Melechus. Because we don't have such a Mishnah like we've had this Mishnah and we've had other Mishnayis that teach us that when we look at this Melacha, HaMatzniyah, we look at your thinking. So once our Mishnah was Mechadish, says the Pnei Yeshua, that your thinking does play a significant role, so maybe I would say it plays a role in both directions. That's why the Mishnah, that's why the Gemara taught us that it doesn't play a role only L'chumra, not L'kula. The Kol Adam, the Mishnah continued, says everybody else, and Chayovim El Kishuri, which means that the person who was Matsnia, so for him, the smaller amount, it's Choshev. I, who wasn't Matsnia, the Shear for me will be whatever the Shear Chazal determined. Says the Gemara, Matsnis and Loik of Shimon Elazar. Our Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion of Shimon Elazar that we learned earlier in the Masechta, the Tanya Klalam Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar teaches us, something which isn't significant enough to be put away. And people don't put away such a small amount. But there was a person that put away that small amount, and then somebody else carries out that object. Not only is the person who put it away, as we learned in our Mishnah Chayiv, but even everyone becomes chayiv because by him putting it away and by showing it a chshivas, it becomes chashiv for everybody. Amar Rava Amar Nachman, hoitzi kegroigris lachila. Somebody took out a groigris because he wanted to eat it, and the shear for groigris for achila is a groigris. And nimlach lazria. And then he changed his mind, and he decided that he wants to plant it. Inami Lizria, he took it out for planting. And Nimlachalal Achila, he took out something which is the size of a grogris. And then he decided, in his purpose was lezria, which you don't even need a grogris, and nimlach l'achila. But at the end of the day, you carried a grogris. And since at the end of the day you carried a grogris, you're chayiv. So ask the Gemara, pshita. Well, of course you're chayiv. Zilhacha ikkishura. No matter how you look at it, he carried out a grogris. And if you carried out a grogris, you should be chayiv. So the Rashba asks, that's the derech in Shas, that the Gemara always begins with a halacha that's pshita. The Gemara always begins with a halacha that's obvious. And then from the halacha that's obvious, the Gemara proceeds to start talking about other situations. So why does the Gemara ask pshita? So the Rashba answers, the one that said this halacha, as we just learned, is Rav Nachman. Then Rava is the one that begins with questions. So says the Rashba, when does the Gemara not ask the question? If there's a man da Omer, it's the same man da Omer throughout. So Gemara is trying to build up. So first the Gemara says a halacha that's pashut, and from discussing the halacha that's pashut, the Gemara goes on to tell us chidushim. But here it's Rav Nachman and Rava. So Rav Nachman on his own didn't tell us anything that's a chiddush. So what is the Gemara teaching us? Answers the Gemara, Manatema, bin akira v'anoch b'chodem achshava. So Gemara says the Gemara is teaching us a new chiddush. The new chiddush is, as we've been learning over and over, what makes a melacha is a melacha v'itzah, is that you had an akira v'anocha. And over here, although you had an akira v'anocha, you didn't have that akira v'anocha with one machshava. Haleka. Here you didn't have that akira in the machshava with one machshava. The akira was for zriya, and the anocha was for achilu, or vice versa. And therefore, you maybe think that you're potter. Kamashmon, the chiddush is that you're not potter. By Rava. But now Rava asks a different question. Hoitzi chatzi grogris lezriya. You took out a chatzi grogris with the purpose to plant it. So even though it isn't a grogris, but for zriya, as we learned in our Mishnah, you don't need to have a grogris. And tofcha, and then it grew, v'nimlach aleh l'achila. And you decided at that point that you want to use this food l'achila. Now, what's going to be the halacha in this case? So certainly, says the halacha would be, that if it was tofcha, if it grew before you did the akira, there wouldn't be any question. Here, it grew after akira, but then you also want to do it for achila. So the Ramban and other Rishonim ask that the Gemara Menachos teaches us that when we speak about foods, we don't look at the amount that it grows. We look at what it is essentially. So why by Hilchos Shabbos do we take that into consideration? So the Ramban says that our Gemara is really referring to a situation where this food is the size of a grogris. Just for whatever reason it shrunk. And now when it's tofcha, it goes back to its original shear, which is a grogris. There, everybody agrees that since that is what it essentially is, we could follow that shear. The Rashba, going back to a concept that we've been working with throughout the shir, says Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos every and Halachos wherever else aren't the same. When we speak about Hilchos Shabbos, there are Halachos Moshe Sinai's that Gzeiros HaKosuf, how much Shechayif for carrying, and it doesn't make a difference if that's what this is or that's what it isn't, as long as that's what you carried out. Yechayiv. Whereas we speak about other halachas, in other halachas, we look at what this item essentially is. We don't look at what it is, what the extra, because for some reason it swelled up. So says the Gemara, Im Tim Tzolayma, Hasam Hu D'Mechayiv, if we're going to say in the case that we spoke about a moment ago, where you carried out a grogris, so zilach, as the Gemara said, zilhacha ikishura, No matter how you look at it, he carried out a groigris, and that's why you chayif. But in this case, hocher, kiven the bidden the afka, when you carried it out, lohav bashir chila, you carried it out, it was less than a groigris, loy mechayif. And now when you put it down, it may be a groigris, but it wasn't a groigris when you did the akira. And therefore, loy mechayif, because now you want to use it for achila. And for achila, you did not do an akira on something which is a groigris. Oidilma, kiven de le ishtav loy choshev le. If when you did that, if you would have continued as you had begun, you began with the need to carry it out for planting, and then you changed your mind. You wouldn't have changed your mind. You'd be chayiv because when you carry out for planting, as we've been learning, you don't need a groigris. So a mechayiv a machshav dezriya, then you would certainly be chayiv. Hashtanami sim now also. That even though you change your machshava, since we follow your original thought, or that's only that's what counts. Vimtim tzloimer, and if you'll continue saying the kivan the ilu ishtig v'lechoshvalei, since we follow the second approach that the Gemara said that since if you had not thought differently, you would be mechayiv a machshav dezriya. Hashtanami mechayiv. What's going to be the case as follows? Haitzi groigris l'achila. You took out a groigris for achila, so you chayiv that. So you did a proper hanoch. You did a proper akira, and then samka. This item that you took out shrunk, so you shouldn't be chayiv because you have to do a hanocha on something which is the shear of a groigris. But you nimel chalel azriya. You before you put it down decided that you want to use it for Zriya. Mahu, what's the halacha? Hocha vade ki ishtik. Am machshava kamayis lo mechayif. Here we can't say that if you wouldn't have had a new machshava, you'd be chayif. Because here if you would have had, we would be following the original machshava, you would not be chayif. Oidilma, perhaps we say, Basha hastas linen. We go with your current machshava, and your current machshava is that you want a fizriya. A fizriya, you're carrying out enough. Vimtim tzloimer. And if you'll say, says the Gemara, Basha hastas linen, we look at what your current machshava is. Umechayiv, hoiti groigris lachila. You took out a groigris with the purpose of eating it. So that's the shear. Tzomka. And then it shrunk. So you don't have a groigris. However, chazav etavcha, it swelled back up before you did the hanocha. Mahu. So I did an akira on a groigris. I did a hanocha on a groigris. But there was an interval where it wasn't that sheer. Do we say, yesh dichoilin in Shabbos? In kachim, there's a concept that if an animal becomes disqualified as a carbon, and then it becomes qualified again, once it becomes disqualified, it remains disqualified permanently. Do I say the same thing here? That since at one point it became less than a groigris, that's the way it remains? Or perhaps we say, ain't dichlin yin Shabbos. At the end of the day, I did an akira on a anocha, on an object, which is the size of a groigris. And in this question, the Gemara remains with a teiku. The way the Rambam always learns, when we look at these Gemaras, we always paskin, says the Rambam, with an imtim tzeloimer. So in the previous two questions, the Gemara said an imtim tzeloimer. So since the Gemara said an imtim tzeloimer, that's going to be the halacha. But here, there is no imtim tzeloimer, and that's why the Gemara remains with a teiku. So the Rashba asks that the Gemara says, in Masechet Menachos, that ain't dichu b'isurim. That when we speak about isurim, this concept of becoming disqualified and therefore remaining permanently disqualified doesn't apply. As we said, it only applies by kachim. So what's the Gemara's question here? So answers the Rashba that there the Gemara is speaking about isura echila. Isura echila means that let's say you're not, the halacha is you're not allowed to eat machalos asuris, the shear of a kezayis. So the halacha is that if it started as a kezayis, even if it shrunk and now it's a kezayis, and that's what I ate, So I was nena from a kezayis of macholos asuris. And since I was nena from a kezayis of macholos asuris, avada, I'm chayif. Here, we're learning in our whole shir that haitzah has very different rules. And since haitzah has very different rules, maybe it should be also different when we speak about dichui. And therefore, maybe dichui should apply. Teaches us the Gemara, we don't, teaches us the Gemara that we don't say so. Continues the Gemara. Bamine Rover Rav Nachman. Zorach Kzayis Truma Labayis Tamei. If somebody threw a Kzayis of Truma into a house that's Tamei, Mahu, what's the halacha? Ask the Gemara, Lamai. Let's understand, what is your question, Rava? E, Linyan Shabbos, if your question is that are you chayiv for throwing on Shabbos? So we're learning that a food has to be a groigris binin. You have to have a groigris. V, Linyan Tumma, and if your question is regarding Hilchas Tumma, the halacha is kebeya eichlin binin. You have to have a kebeya for Tumma. So there's a very big machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos. Whenever the Gemara says that the shear of Kabbalah's Tumma is a Kebeya, Rashi says that when we say that the shear for Tumma is Kebeya, it means to have the ability to transfer Tumma. Tumma cannot be transferred unless it's a shear Kebeya. But to make Kabbal Tumma, the halacha is that Yechayiv even for a small, it becomes Tumma even by a smaller amount. It's much more difficult to learn the Gemara with Rashi's opinion. Because Tosfos' opinion, which is a much easier way of learning the Gemara, Tosfos says that not only does Tumma not have the ability to give off Tumma if it's less than the shear of a Beya, it can't be Makabel Tumma if it's less than a Beya. And therefore the Gemara's question is great. By Tumma, you have to have a Kebeya and not a Kezayis. Answers the Gemara, La'olam. And as the Rishonim point out, Tosfos and the Ritva point out, the Gemara could have asked other questions. Why does it say Zorak? What does it have to be to a house that's Tomei? But all of these questions will be answered with the Gemara's Teretz. Loilam Linyan Shabbos. We're speaking about Hilchos Shabbos. And what we're speaking about, Kigoyin De'ika, in the house you already have, Pachas mikabeya oichlin, less than a kabeya of oichlin, v'hai mashlimoi l'kabeya. And now by throwing this food, you'll have a beya. Mai. So now the Gemara's question is, midim etzdarf linyan tumah, even though normally the shear of carrying, as we keep on learning, is a groigris. But here it has a chshivas, because even though you're not carrying that much, you're not throwing that much, then it's still going to have a chshivas because it's going to have a chshivas for Hilchos Tumma. So therefore, since it has a chshivas for Hilchos Tumma, mechayiv nami linyan Shabbos, you'll be chayiv for Hilchos Shabbos as well. So we're learning now a new concept. The new concept is that something maybe could get, which is the concept of our Mishnah, that something perhaps could get a chshivas not based on its, not on you considering it chashiv, but because the halacha gives it a chshivas, because now I'm going to have the shear of a beya, that gives it a chshivas. And the Ritva makes a fantastic point. He says, the chshivas is only obtained when it lands on that food that's already there. But we learned in our shear that to be chayef for haitzah, you have to have an akira of a hanocha. The akira wasn't, when you did the akira, there wasn't a hanocha. So answers the Ritva that since even for other halachas, a kezayis has a chshivas, we know that a Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, a kohen is not allowed to eat truma that's tamei. So therefore, even at the moment of akira, the halacha gives it a chshivas, and therefore, since it's going to have a chshivas for hilchas tuma, it's going to have a chshivas b'chayv nami linyan Shabbos, a duma kol linyan Shabbos. When it comes to carrying Shabbos, you need a groigris and not smaller. Now we could understand two points. Now we can understand what a Gemara spoke specifically about throwing. Because if you carried, you'd be chayiv as soon as you bring it into the house. So the two halachas of Tumah and carrying wouldn't come at the same moment. The whole basis of the Gemara's question is because the two situations, Tumah and carrying, Tumah and the Hanocha, come at the same moment. Furthermore, it seems that it has to be that it was at least a Kazayis, because if it wasn't a Kazayis, it wouldn't be Chayiv. So there's an interesting tshuva from the Beis Yitzchak. He says, what we know, one of the fundamental rules that we discussed so many times in our Masechta is that a makalkel and a malacha, if somebody does a malacha in a destructive fashion, you're not chayiv. The question is that a halacha by haitzah as well? So it seems, he says, based on our Gemara, where here there's a kilkel, by doing this malacha, you're making the house tamei. Yet the Gemara is saying that maybe it should be considered a malacha of haitzah. So he says, from here we see that the concept of makalkel, that a malacha, if you did it in a fashion where your makalkel is not considered a malacha, is not stated regarding the malacha of haitzah. And he says a wonderful svara as to why. He explains that by all malachas, the malacha is that you're changing something. You're doing a transformation of whatever you have. So therefore, you're only chayiv if you did it in a constructive manner, not in a destructive manner. However, when we speak about the malacha of haitzah, and that's one of the reasons that we began the Masechta, that haitzah is considered a malacha gerua. Haitzah, you're only chayiv for the transferring of this object from one place to the other, even though you didn't change the object. And therefore, it could be chayiv by malkalkel as well. Amalei, so he says, Tinesua. We learned this in a brisa. The brisa says, Avishalai, m'shtei lechem v'lechem upon him. The shear for carrying out shtei lechem and lechem upon him is a groigris. Now, ask the Gemara, if we're going to follow this new concept, that once it's chashiv for in one aspect in halacha, it's chashiv in all aspects of halacha. Mai lema middle inyan yotzei. There's halacha that if you take the lechem upon him outside of the base of migdash, you chayiv bekazayis. So by carrying these objects linyan Shabbos, the shear should be kazayis. And again, here we. Beis Yitzchak's point is so beautiful. Here, you're doing a kilkel when you're carrying it out. You're making it possible. Yet the Gemara wants to say you're going to be chayif haitzah. Says the Gemara, Hachi Hasha, Hasam, by kachim, mid afki chutz l'choym es azara, as soon as you take it out of the azara, if salei b'yotzei, you're chayif for taking it out of the place where it's allowed to be, even though you haven't carried it to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And Shabbos, you're not chayif, add the mapikle, l'shus harabim. So the two situations do not come simultaneously. Hacha, but in the case that we're discussing, where you're throwing this food into the house from the l'shus harabim into the l'shus hayachid, and it Shabbos and Tumah, Bahade Adodi Kasyun, they both come at the exact same moment when the food that you threw lands on the food that's already in the house. Maybe there we do say that even though the shear normally is a grigris, here it's going to have to be a bigger shear, a smaller shear. Says the Gemara, Chaz v'chnisoy ein chayv el kshiroy. But we learned if you took it back in and you put it away, you only chayv like the right shear. Says the Gemara, Pshita. That's Pashut. Since you didn't use it for that special purpose, so the shear for you is the same as the shear for everybody else. Answers the Gemara, Amar Bai Hachem Ma'iskinen, Kegoyin Shazorka La'otzoi. You threw it into your warehouse, and you didn't keep it separately. So you're showing that now it's not special to you. However, Mekoyim Nikar, it's still obvious where this object is. So Madatema, Kivin the Mekoyman Nikr, since it's still separate, that maybe should make that it should not be considered like everything else, and therefore the Mils Kamaisakoi, it should stay with its original halacha, and therefore since you put it away for a special purpose, the shear should remain the smaller shear. Kamash Malon, that Chiddushir is, the Midah Zarka Leitzer. Once you throw it into the warehouse, by you throwing it into the warehouse, Betule Batle, you're showing that the original shear is not what's chashiv to you. And once you show that the original shear is not chashiv to you, that's the halacha. Then Batle Batle, and your shear is like everyone else. So there's a fantastic shaila that the Rav Palam discusses. We learned earlier in Amasechta, Dafayin Dalid, we learned the halachas of Bayer. And when we learned the halachas of Bayer, we learned that Bayer, if you do it la'alta with other conditions, is mutter. If you do it for la'achas man, yechayiv. So Rav Palam discusses a situation where you did Bayer and your purpose was la'alta, to eat the food right away. But then for whatever reason, you didn't eat the food. So everybody seems to agree that you're not going to be chayiv. Because you did it in a permissible manner. You're allowed to change your mind. What's going to be the halacha on the other way? You did it for carrying it. You did it to eat later. And as we learned, you did it for doing later. You're chayiv. And then you ate it right away. Will you be chayiv or not? So he wants to bring a raya from our sugya. Our Gemara says that if you take out the smallest amount, small amount, so and that makes it choshev, and then you change your mind and you want to eat it for achila, and then you put it into the oitzer and you take it out, you're not chayiv. Why? Because it doesn't have the shir achila. So we see from here is, you're chayiv for the original melacha, even though if you later on you change your mind. So here too, he wants to say, if you did bayur lohaniach, even though later on you're showing that it's not lohaniach, because you're taking this object and you're throwing it into the oitzer, but since at the beginning you would have been chayiv, we don't look about what happens later, that what happens later should have a retroactive effect on what you did at the beginning. Continues the Mishnah, Maitzi Oichlem, somebody took our food, v'nostan ala skupa, and he put it on the skupa of the threshold of the house. And as we're going to learn in the Gemara, the skupa is a caramelous. Bein shechaz v'etzion, whether if you take it from the skupa, after you deposit it on the skupa, you take it into the Rishus Rabbim, or bein shechaz acher, potter. Even if he takes it back, or somebody else takes it back, in both cases, you potter. You did not carry directly from Shus HaYochet to Shus HaRabim. It went from Shus HaYochet to Karmel to Shus HaRabim, or vice versa. Continues the Mishnah. Kupa Shimleya Peiris. You have a box that's full of fruit. V'nosna Skupa Eskoina. And you put it on your Skupa Chetzoina. And therefore, the way most Rishonim learn the Mishnah, this Skupa HaChetzoina is a Shus HaRabim. However, you didn't put the entire box into the Shus HaRabim. Even though most of the peiros are in the Shus HaRabim, you're potter. You're not chayiv until you take out the entire box. Because in order to be chayiv for Shabbos, you have to do an akir in the Shus HaYochid and anoch in the Shus HaRabim. Here it isn't completely in the Shus HaRabim. So as the Gemara immediately begins, Hayeskupa mai. When we discuss the skupa, what type of rishus is the skupa? Ilay miskupa rishus rabim. If you say that the skupa is rishus rabim potter, why are you potter? How come mapik rishus ayochel rishus rabim? You're carrying directly from rishus ayochel to rishus rabim. Ask the Gemara, el skupa rishus ayochel. The skupa is rishus ayochel, but then of course it doesn't make any sense. The Mishnah continued, bein shechazav oitzion, whether he takes after from the scoop to the Shus HaRabim, Ben Shetzion Acher, or somebody else picks it up from the scoop and takes it to the Shus HaRabim, his potter. Now the question is, why are you potter? If this scoop is the Shus HaYochid, how come up with Shus HaYochid to Shus HaRabim? And of course you ought to be chayiv. Says the Gemara, of the scoop is a karmelos, for Kama Shmolon, and the Mishnah is teaching us, Tamad Noch Bekarmelos, only because it had a Noch in the Karmelos, so you didn't carry directly from the Shus HaYochid to Shus HaRabim, and therefore you're not chayiv. However, Holoi Noch Bekarmelos, had it not come to a Hanoch in Karmelos, you'd be chayiv for carrying from Shus HaYochid to Shus HaRabim. Suggests the Gemara, Masnes did like Ben Azai. Our Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion that Ben Azai taught us at the beginning of the Masechta. Because at the beginning of the Masechta, Ben Azai taught us the concept of Mahalach Ka'imid. That every time a person takes a step, he's really stopping and going. The Tanya, Hanoitzi Mechanus Leplatya. If somebody carries an object from the store, which is Shusha Yochid, to the Platya, to where people walk the Shusha Rabbim, and he carried a Derech Stav. In front of the stores in the time of Chazal, there were its tabos. There were stone or wood blocks that were served as benches. That's where the people who were selling their objects would put the objects or sit themselves. And such its tabos were a carmelis. And the Gemara is telling us that the Tanakham says, if you carry directly from Shusha Yochit through a Carmelis to the Shusha Rabbim, you're chayiv, because you didn't stop in the Carmelis, so it's considered like you went from Shusha Yochit to Shusha Rabbim. Benazai Paiter. Benazai holds that Mahalach Koimin. So as if you stopped in the Carmelis, and then you carried into the Shusha Rabbim. So it went from Shusha Yochit to Carmelis, and then from Carmelis to Shusha Rabbim. Our Mishnah that says that if you wouldn't have stopped in the Carmelis, you'd be chayiv, doesn't follow the opinion of Ben Azai, because Ben Azai holds that you would be chayiv. The Achroidim point out that there's no raya, because Ben Azai is speaking about, Amish is speaking about a case where he's standing on Shusha Yochid, and put it down in the Shusha Rabbim. There, Ben Azai is moida that since there wasn't any hanoch in the Carmelis, yechayiv. Ben Azai is speaking specifically in a case where you walked through the Carmelis, and when you walk through the Carmelis, there's a concept of mahalach koimit. So we learned in the Mishnah Kupish Shemaleya, if you have a box full of produce, Oma Cheskia, Loshan Bekupi Malay Kshum Deluim. Our Mishnah is only referring to a box full of cucumbers and pumpkins. So whatever is, so it's all one, it's long items. So unless it's completely in the Shusha Rabbim, it's completely transported out, it's still somewhat in the Rishus HaYochid. Avam Leich Chardel, if it's full of mustard seed, Chayiv. You're still Chayiv, because some of the mustard seeds are completely out from the Shusha Yochid to the Shusha Rabbim. Alma, obviously Chizkiya's opinion is, the Ksava Eged Shmei Keli Lo Shmei Eged. The fact that it's in one Keli doesn't make a difference in halacha. We still look at what's in the keli. Rav Yochanan Amar, afilu meleich chardel is potter, even though certainly some mustard seeds were completely in the other rishus. Because Alma, obviously, Rav Yochanan's opinion is eged kli shmei eged. Amar Rav Zayir, masnisin d'loikas chizki deika v'loik Rav Yochanan deika. Our Mishnah seems to be inconsistent with either of these two opinions. The Mishnah says you're not chayim unless you take out the whole box. Tam the kala kupa. You have to take out the whole box. Her kala peris. But somebody would take out the entire produce without taking out the whole box. You'll be potter. Alma. So obviously our Mishnah's opinion is eged kli shmei eged. And therefore, you have to take out, unless you take out the box, whatever is in the box is considered, the box is what I'm chayim for, not for what's in the box. On the other hand, most of the fruit is out, but not all the fruit is out. That's why you're not chayiv. Tam the roi peiris, her kol peiris, if the entire fruit, vegetable, were out, taken from Shusha Yochid to Shusha Rabbim, even a part of the box is still inside, you're going to be chayiv. Because Alma, he holds, we look at what's in the box and not in the box. But as the Gemara, Al-Kasha, our Mishnah is inconsistent with either opinion. How will we understand the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Chizki Mataras L'Tamei, Rav Yochanan Mataras L'Tamei. Everybody tries to explain the Mishnah according to their opinion. Chizki Mataras L'Tamei, Achiyotzis Kolakupa, the Mishnah says you have to take out the whole box. But Medvar Mamurim, when is that said? Bekupa Melech Shum V'Deluim, because they take up the entire area of the box. Ava Melech Chardel, if it's full of mustard seed, Nasa Kamisha Yotzi Kolas Kupa, the Mishnah considers it as if you took out the whole box, and you will be Chayiv. And B'yachim Tarsal Tamei, Api Shiroi Peris from Mechutz, even though most of the fruit are outside, V'loy per peris b'lvad. It doesn't have to be even most of the fruit. El afilu kol peris. Even if you have all the fruit outside, you will still be potter. Of course, potter in this case, in all these cases, means potter avalosar. Achiyotis kol kupa. You have to take out the entire box. Meisvei, ask the Gemara on the opinion of Chizkiya. It says in a brisa, hamoitzi kupas aroichlin, if somebody takes out the spice peddler basket and he takes it and he puts a vinosan al skupa al skoina, apish roib minim b'chutz, even though most of the various types of spices are outside in the Rishus HaRabim Potter, achiyotzi is kol kupa. Why? Because obviously, agit kli, shmei agit, kos kusak datach. So Gemara says, isn't when we speak about spices, aren't we speaking about srori, small bundles? So some of your bundles are completely outside. You're still not chayiv because your box is not completely outside. And we look at the box and not what's in the box. Kasha lechiskia. And says Gemara, I'm lechiski. Chiski is going to explain, hachem ha'iskina, that Bryce is speaking about burnosi. Long-stemmed spices. Long-stemmed spices are not completely outside unless the entire box is outside. That's why you're not chayiv. But if there would be small bundles in the box, as soon as some of the bundles are outside, even though the entire box is not outside, you would not be chayiv, because Chizkiya looks at what's in the box, not at the box.